The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the call of the loons. Steve Kearney, how you been?
Oh, I tell you, it's just hard to get my composure back after listening to that. But right. Lindsay is very creative, you got to admit.
Yeah, for sure. It is good stuff. Love the and just to keep that evergreen, I am picking the Raiders again. They have Fernando Mendoza and they have Kirk Cousins as their quarterbacks. What can go wrong? Raiders to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't take too much attention to that because we got fishing, we got hunting. There's so many things going on, and trying to squeeze a football game is a little tough.
Yeah, for sure. I do want to get into this. Have you been in the woods setting up your stands? Because I'll tell you what, if you haven't and you get into the woods and you get around some big old oaks, the acorns, there are a lot of acorns. I got oaks in my backyard, and it's a bumper crop.
Man, I beg to differ, which doesn't happen very often, but I've been in the woods this week, and I have not seen any acorns, if
wow.
you can believe that. And these are in areas last year that we just had a bumper crop, and there was zero acorns in all the areas I was at this week.
Wow.
So maybe it's, you know, good for you, but not, you know, out here. It's just one of those years, you know, where they just don't show up, and it could have been lack of moisture.
Yeah.
It's really hard to say, but I'll tell you, they're hitting the standing corn, and I can tell there's no acorns because they're not in the woods browsing. They're hitting the standing corn right now. So I had to move a few stands and a few ground blinds just to kind of adjust, and the property that I have permission on, the farmer has changed his crops totally, which is a big thing with bow hunters. And instead of having alfalfa, you know, and, you know, beans, you know, he's got hay. So those, you know, deer are not going to be browsing other than those fields. So you have to kind of pivot a little bit and change stands because they're going to be going to other food sources. So it's definitely going to be kind of a weird year. But I'll tell you, the deer numbers look really good, especially in the Northwest and the West. I'm seeing a lot of does with three fawns, which is good. That means we had two mild winters. So I think it's really going to be good. And I'm thinking about doves, Steve. Man, doves are going to be in about 10 days, and I'm just getting pumped up trying to get my gear together. And that's the kind of the opening season of the hunting season, which starts on September 1. And then the early goose, there's all kinds of things happening here coming up.
Yeah, dove season, this is one you brought up before. It is a fun hunt, a challenging hunt. Key is getting into areas around grain fields, and with all the corn and beans and farm country, kind of hard to find, but if you do, you could be in luck.
Yeah, you really have to get out and do some scouting. I'm going to spend the first day down on the North Dakota-South Dakota border, knocking on a few doors and checking if I can find some wheat and some oats. And as you get farther west, you have a better chance of finding grain fields. But Minnesota, it's tough. It's, like you say, beans and corn, and there just is very little, you know, grain. So once you find a grain field, it'll be just a magnet for doves, and they're going to start migrating here in the next couple of weeks, and it'll be really interesting because our season is usually fairly short because we get a couple of cold nights. They are gone. So we have maybe a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, depending what the weather does. But I'm really looking forward to it, getting the decoys all set up and getting all the gear ready, and bug spray, especially bug spray, is really important. That's something people forget when they're dove hunting early season. September can be hot and be full of mosquitoes, so you better have bug spray.
Yeah, and it's been one of those years, and I'm sure you saw it in the woods, and you'll see it out there. We are still in a spot. We've talked about it over and over. We need rain. You look at this forecast this week, it looks pleasant here in the cities, but there's a mention of rain just here and there, and it's not a good chance. It's like there's a 30% chance. It's just not enough, and it's getting a little more concerning as we head deeper into fall, for sure.
Yeah, this morning I was coming out of one of my local lakes, and I had to use four-wheel drive to get down and get the boat in and get the boat out because the concrete slab is like 15 feet from the water. That's how low it is, so I'm thinking 3, 4, maybe 5 feet. And, yeah, we're hurting almost on every lake in the Northwest because of that. But, you know, we just try to adapt and do the best we can. But there's some lakes you can't even get in because the water is so low. And I'm also thinking about the upcoming duck opener. I'm telling you, there's a lot of sloughs and potholes that are absolutely dry. Western Minnesota, Northwest, Southwest, and there is zero water. So this is going to be really interesting to see where these birds are going to concentrate. You know, probably little pockets throughout the state that have water. But I think it's going to be, you know, quite a challenge because of the lack of water.
Well, I hope the wood ducks make a stop on their way through and help clean up the acorns. They've done it over the years because I got a bunch of old bur oaks in my backyard, and the one, I've never seen it. I've been in this house 20 years. I brought it up on the radio a week ago, and I'm still cleaning up acorns because they're so thick they're killing the grass. So I hope the wood ducks come in and work on them for me.
You know, what's amazing, when you harvest a wood duck and you clean it, sometimes they'll have 15 acorns that they've swallowed, and I don't know how they get an acorn down that skinny little throat, but they somehow do it. But, you know, maybe you have some sort of water issues with the river that's allowing you to have those acorns, because up here there's no acorns. So maybe there's something going on with, you know, the river having something to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I do water the grass, and maybe in turn the trees go, okay, let's pump out some acorns again this year. Steve, now you got a lot going on getting ready for dove season, checking blinds for the deer hunt, but I got to wonder, with this stable weather setting up, what do you expect if someone's going to go out and try and catch some fish?
You know, Steve, that's a tough question. People ask me that all the time. How do you think the fishing is going to be in the fall? And I have no idea. It's just been such a strange summer, a strange spring. I was out this morning, had pretty good fishing, but it's amazing how some lakes are absolutely dead and other lakes are really going well. And it's so inconsistent, it's hard to explain. But I don't know. It's just, we're just going to have to see how it goes into the fall. And I think if we got a really nice cool down, drop those water temperatures down in the 60s, I think so, you know, things will really start happening. It's just up in the middle 70s right now. It's been languishing in those middle 70s for a couple of weeks. So I don't know. I think the fish are just as confused as we are because some are shallow, some are deep. It's just a topsy-turvy thing. So I don't know. really how the fall's going to shake out until we hopefully get some, you know, cooler weather. These 80s just have to go away. You know, we need rain, we need cool, we need some cool nights. And that's what gets things going, is getting that fall change.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Have a great week. No show next week. We've got a Twins game in the middle of the afternoon. Twins start at 12:30 and it'll go all afternoon. So we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll have a little dove report by then, and maybe something new on the deer issue and the early teal season and all those things going on. So we'll talk then.
All right. Sounds good, Steve. Have a good week. There he is, Steve Kearney. StevekearneyOutdoors.com. He's been joining us for years on the weekend. And, oh, by the way, we have outdoors coverage on Sundays as well between 5 and 6. There is a bit of a problem tomorrow, however, because the Twins play in San Diego, and there will be a matinee. So highly likely we won't be able to bring you the outdoor news with Rob Dreisein, and that's on the air Sunday afternoons between 5 and 6. As a matter of fact, first pitch, 3:10 tomorrow. But typically on Sundays, sports schedules permitting, Rob and the outdoor news between 5 and 6 on Sunday. It is 4:17. We'll come back. Lynx win, Vikes lose today, preseason game number 2. Yeah. Twins and Padres from San Diego tonight. Twins trying to hang in there. They got beat in game 1 of the 3-game series in front of another big crowd at Petco Park. We'll do all of that. Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press, Gopher football, Loon soccer. We'll update you on the BMW championship. And the senior women's open is underway, and some big names on the leaderboard there, including Annika. We'll have that for you here. A News Talk, 830 WCCO.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.